here comes a show.
Alright, so this is episode, I think, 6 or 7 of season 2. Probably 8, actually. We're not going to have Alex or Joey on the pod, not because we don't like them, but because they are, they're off somewhere. It's spring break, so they can't, they're not in Illinois right now, which sucks, but we'll just go through it really quick. Alex made a monologue for me to read. Joey didn't, not surprising, but I can just tell you, Joey is a good friend of Josh Pollitt, so for Pick'em, I'm guessing that Joey's going to take Miami because he's been riding with them all year, and then on the FAU side, I have no clue who he's taking. I know he hates SDSU, so I would not be surprised if he just took FAU just because he hates SDSU because of the, I know him and Alex were enraged by the Charleston game, but we'll just get right into it. I mean, so these were some of Apex's final thoughts. This is a written out monologue from Apex, so I'll start. Quote, "As an avid college basketball fan, I typically would enjoy seeing such a unique and unexpected Final Four. However, despite being low seeds for a Final Four, I find the field largely unlikable. San Diego State is boring to watch, and I thought they needed some help from the rest to beat Charleston in round one. UConn was a trendy Final Four pick headed into the tournament, and because of their incredibly talented roster, I'm not shocked that they made it this far, although the margins of victory in the last two games did surprise me. Miami is a fun team, and I'm a big fan of Norchad Omier. Jimmy Laringna is an underrated coach, in my opinion. I don't have anything against Miami, but I don't see them as an overly likable team. Now we have FAU. I've been on the FAU train since late January. See season 2, episode 2 of the show." That is true. He was a fan of them early on. "I love that they've embraced the villain role this March Madness with the dunk attempt at the end of the game for FDU and playing the Kansas State little baby song after they beat them. It also bothers me a little that they really needed some help to beat Memphis in the first round and really should have never won that game. All that being said, they did beat Tennessee, which I greatly appreciated. Jonell Davis is an absolute stud, and I think he's the best player in the SDSU v. FAU game. My official team that I will be rooting for this Final Four is FAU. The only reason because that I said they were good on this podcast once. I will pick FAU and he didn't finish his statement. So shoot. Little bootleg episode. I won't lie. This is isn't our hottest stuff. So I had a couple questions that I just wanted to answer, and then I'm going to talk about just, like, hopefully the goal for the pod, just so you guys can see where it's going. But, so, one of the questions I was asking was, will the champ be the best team? Because a lot of the time, like, I feel like the national championship, while in the first round, there's, like, it's really fun to see the upsets. Like, when you get down to it, you want to see the best teams play. You want to know who the true champ is. And in a year like this, where it's crazy, where it's, there's not a single 1, 2, or 3 seed. I think the highest is a 4. I could be wrong, though. So, we don't know if these are the best teams. Like, if FAU wins it all, I think there's a really easy way to discredit their championship or SDSU. The only two teams, honestly, if UConn wins, I could totally see everybody saying, you know what? Yeah, they're the best team. They were ranked pretty high in AP. I'm not 100% sure where, but I know they were higher up. And they're in a solid conference in the Big East. It's not like they're from the Mountain West or whatever conference FAU's from. Miami, another star-stacked team. But if Miami wins, the transfer portal will probably get even more out of him. Because if you guys didn't know, I don't remember. I think it's Nigel Pack. He was bought through the transfer portal. And, like, Miami has a history of this. I saw it on social media that, you know, especially in football, was where they more did it, where they buy players and then they get caught and then they'd have to rebuild. And they do the cycle over and over again. They get really good once they bought the players, but then they get caught and they got to start over. And now it's legal buying where, you know, they have a great coach, like Alex said, but they can now buy players out of the portal. And a lot of the time, there's probably a bad stigma around it just because it can be annoying. But honestly, I understand if you're a player that went to a mid-major because maybe you were under-recruited during high school, and then you ball out at your mid-major for 2 years, and you're like, all right, well, I want to step up. I want to go to a Power 5. I want a chance to either make some real NIL money or, like, try and get my name recognized so I can go to a league or some pro overseas league or some – just play pro. So I think while the transfer portal, you know, I think it's big now, and a lot of people are discrediting the content of, like, college basketball, which I'll talk about in a second. But overall, I think that the team that would win, that would have the least effects on basketball as a sport, I mean, UConn's also made in the portal, so, but UConn's been a, you know, a premier program in the past 25 years. I bet you've been hearing that a lot if you're just on basketball TikTok, where, you know, they've won multiple championships, and they don't have, like, the craziest history, but just in recent history, they're insane, they're incredible. So it wouldn't be the most surprising thing to see them win, and it just solidified them as, without a doubt, there is no doubt they were the best team in the past 25 years if they win this year. Miami would put their name, I mean, their coach, Jimmy, I can't pronounce his last name, Jimmy Laringa, he's a great coach, great influence in the sport of basketball. And if you're looking at both sides, here's what would happen, in my opinion, in the sport of basketball. If SDSU wins, two things could happen. One, the more likely thing, it would just be a one-off where, you know, SDSU wins, and it's like, wow, like, well, one, the mid-major would probably get some more credit because Mountain West, I don't consider them a high major. And two, probably more defensive, even more defensively oriented teams. Like, I watch Big Ten basketball. That's my main thing. And it's all defense. Like, it's all defense. I won't talk about offense because that goes into another point I'm talking about. But then if FAU wins, another, that one's just straight one-off. I mean, FAU, good. I don't know if they were building the portal. I heard some people saying they were, but I mean, I think they're just a solid Cinderella team. It would show that, like, the gap between mid majors and high majors is a lot less, and then now mid majors are, you know, probably getting more recruits because the star guy doesn't have to go to a blue blood to, you know, make the tournament and be be valued. So it could affect the committee's viewpoint on mid majors and, you know, probably value, maybe rank different teams, because it seems like every year it's a very similar teams. It's a lot of teams, you know, and obviously there's a couple, like, it's the only teams you don't know are the auto bids, which maybe now more mid major teams could get in it, because honestly, some years I remember the Trae Young year where Trae Young made it over Oklahoma State, and they were not better. The reason they made the tournament is because they had Trae Young and they wanted the brand. Like, they just wanted a big name. But in to be real, they weren't better. So those are my thoughts on that, on how, you know, will the champ, you know, be the best team? Honestly, unless it's UConn, no, it won't. I don't, even if you beat UConn, you're not. I mean, anything can happen in March, that's the beauty of it, but I would much rather see two Goliaths, like, throwing punches, like last year with Duke UNC, where that was electric Final Four game, rather than seeing FAU and SDSU play, where SDSU is a defensive team. And while I love defense, I don't think it's, like, great for the sport, for the at the biggest stage, to be an almost boring playstyle, like grind playstyle, where you're just trying to outlast the other team and wear them down. It's effective, but it's not interesting. And comparing that to, like, more MMA, because I have that in my notes, I compare it to MMA in the sense that, like, I'd say SDSU is like the wrestling, like the Khabib, where it's not always pretty. Like, watching wrestling, it can be fun if you like wrestling, but I mean, for the most part, it's not the most interesting thing in the world. Whereas, you know, if you're watching teams like FAU, is fun to watch. They're an athletic team. They can generate highlights. They're a little on edge. Like, they've got some character. They got some swag. I like that. Miami, another highly talented roster. I don't want to discredit them by saying if they win, they're not the best, because they did make that sweet don't pick us, and they're in the Final Four now, which that's great. I really thought they were going to lose first round, to be honest, but and they almost did. They almost they were handing it to Drake. But really, I would much rather see the like a Duke UNC Final Four going back to that, or if I can see like Kentucky or one of those, you know, blue bloods. As much as I hate him, like I hate Coach Calipari. I think he should have lost first round. They made it to the second round because of offensive rebounding. But I hope that, you know, Kentucky can be good again, and they can actually have star players like they used to. And they have good players, but it's not like they can shoot. That was their main flaw, and they're depending on a guy that's a fifth-year senior or whatever, Oscar Tshiebwe. So I don't see them as, like, coming back anytime soon just because, I don't know. I just don't like Kentucky. And also, I just wanted – another thing in my notes was David and Goliath. And this is another thing going into the champ argument, which is, like, it's great to see David beat Goliath. Like, it's awesome. It's an incredible story. I bet it's said in every locker room before you're going against a top 8 team. But the reason that it's such a great story is because it's a one-off. It's not like David would do it 100 times. Like, these upsets wouldn't happen. And what March is about bad teams beating better teams. Not bad. How should I rephrase this? Good teams beating better teams. When it's like, you know they're worse. Like, I think, like, I don't understand how some teams flop as hard as they do. Maybe it's the pressure. Like, Arizona, year after year, I mean, it kills. But a lot of teams just, it's one game. If it was a seven-game series, you get the best team, but it's not. So, and then talking more about, that's just going into the blue blood chaos year. I'd say I'd probably prefer a blue blood year, like, where it's Cassius Winston versus, you know, Zion Williamson and Duke. Like, that's an interesting game. I think that was an Elite Eight matchup. That's awesome. That's what you want to watch. You want to watch really high-level basketball. I wouldn't rather have some no-name school instead of Zion play, and then they play against Cassius. It's just not as interesting. Now, going on, I'm not going to rank conferences till the end of the year, so I'm just going to hold on that. But I'll do my pick'em for the Final Four. Pick'em, I'm sticking with UConn. I don't like fading Josh Pollett, but I mean, I said UConn would get to the Final Four, and I said they would only lose because they'd have to play against Texas. Texas is out. UConn's going on. FAU versus SDSU. I faded SDSU not the Elite Eight, but the round before that. So I got to stick with SDSU. I mean, FAU's a lot of fun, but I feel like the best play style may be the boring play style, and that's what's going to get them the win. And then we're not going to do it on the pod, but just make sure you look for the final four-legger parlay, which is going to be sweet. I don't know what it's going to be exactly, except other than this, I know we're going to combine a money line, a parlay, not a money, sorry, a money line, a spread bet, an over-under bet, and then a player prop. So to see that, you got to follow the Fast Break Podcast on Twitter, which is the official username is the @FastBreak_pod. I'll repeat one more time, @FastBreak_pod. Fast Break is one word. So, yeah, that is about it. 12 minutes. I wish I could lengthen a little bit more. I'll just say this. After March Madness, the goal is to stay. I know most years we kind of just die after March Madness, and then we wait till next year, about January, or until, like, the months leading up to March Madness. But this year, we are sticking with it. I mean, we're trying to keep this thing rolling. So, we may not be able to get as many videos where it's all of us together, but when we do, we'll be talking about NBA, probably the playoffs and all that stuff. Maybe others, I don't know. Maybe we'll talk about like TBT tournament because I know that's coming up, or the NBA G League. I watched the Charge versus the Maine Celtics yesterday. Really random. But yeah, and then I'll probably just do some like game reviews. I was watching the Draymond Green pod, and I was watching. I think it sucks. But I think there is some like, I think it sucks because they have like 6 minutes of ads in a 22-minute long pod. But I think that it was interesting just to see like a more game review, like a game by game review where you're focusing on one game. So maybe I'll do that with the playoffs where I'll try and get like one of us are doing a game review each game. So that will be it. It's another short episode. And I don't know. Right now, pick 'em. I'm in first place with 41 picks, correct? Joey is in second with 38. And then I think it's Alex in third with 36. could be wrong. But yeah, that's about it. So we will see you next episode. Hopefully I got a full group on the Fast Freak Pod. But yep, see you then.